Well, Charlie Goggin, good boy Robert. Very impressive again. Two starts for two wins. Won his maiden by five with his head in his chest, and he's won his class one even easier, more easily. How good is he?
Well, I suppose we're going to find that out over the next month. He's obviously a very fast horse because probably he was going. He missed the start slightly and then was bustled, so probably over raced a bit. I think when he jumps cleanly and leads and has not really bustled, he'll even be better. But he's very impressive.
Well, he did have a bit of a reputation as he was growing up. Obviously, his mum, Michaelali, she was a nutcase, and he had a few issues. But he just seems to, you know, obviously, he's very much the racehorse on the track.
Yeah, he is. This family's been a good family. They've had a lot of good horses. Halcedon, Beethoven's Lady. And, there's been a lot of good horses. Not all the time, but every now and then there's one pops up that's a fast horse and a good horse. Bright Lights was a good horse in Melbourne. So it is a good family, and just he's come along at the right time.
When are we going to see his next race?
I don't know, Pete. Obviously, I wanted to get over today, pick this race out because it's a showcase race. That's why I suppose he's run out. I'd probably be looking for another showcase, class two or something.
Go to Launceston?
Yeah, it wouldn't. I don't think I'd worry him. Obviously, he's a good horse, so obviously, you're trying to pick the. You know, you don't want to run in a ordinary class race for less money. You think you've got one good enough, you pick out the better prize money.
All right, mate, well done. I saw his little workout track gallop with Conquering last Sunday after the last race, and he did look all right then, and he certainly raced up to that.
Yes, he's very fast.
All right, mate, well done.
Yeah. Good.